Good afternoon. It's time once again for a challenge for today. Hear now your Bible teacher, Jim Johnson.
Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Peter chapter 3 today, verses 1 and 2. 2 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. Peter says, "This is now the second letter that I'm writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles." So we're going to just get our challenge from these two verses today. Let me read them to you again. It says, "This is now the second letter that I'm writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles." Folks, I'm just going to say something to you. We preachers will sometimes repeat things. We'll remind you of things. We'll say things over, and we'll preach sermons that are similar to other sermons because of the truth of the Word of God. Don't get frustrated if the preacher keeps reminding you of things. It's necessary. We all too quickly forget. We all too quickly go back to the default mode. That's why throughout the Scriptures, the Bible teaches the importance of daily meditation on the Word, daily being reminded of God's truth, daily laying our bodies on the altar, and renewing our minds, because that's how we are as humans in this flesh. We know better. We know right from wrong. We know truth. Yet we have this problem, as Paul wrestled with in Romans 7. The things I want to do, I don't. The things I don't want to do, I do. Who will save me from this body of flesh, this body of death? We all have this flesh that's pulling against us, and we need the daily reminder. We need the reminder from the Word of God. Peter says, "I'm writing you a second letter, and both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder." And so this is what he said at the beginning of this book as well, in 2 Peter chapter 1. You remember when he said in verses 12 through 15, "Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, and as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, after my death, you may be able at any time to recall these things." Folks, there's nothing wrong with hearing truth over and over again. We need to hear it over and over again because we forget and we need a reminder. On top of that, for many of you, I know for a fact, because I know how God's Spirit works, and He does this with me as well, there'll be times you'll be hearing the same passage or the same story of the Word of God, or a preacher will be preaching on a similar thing, and all of a sudden you'll see something in that story you've never seen before. That happens to me all the time. I've studied God's Word for lots of years, and I love it. But as I read and preach on passages that I've preached on before and teach on them, I all of a sudden will see things that I've never seen before. And it's been there all along, and I've read it tens of times, if not hundreds of times. And it's exciting because this Word of God is living. It's active. But now let me say this to you. Another way that we will help be reminded of God's truth is to not just hear it, but put it into practice. In James chapter 1, listen to verses 21 through 25. James says, "Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." Here James says, don't just hear the Word of God, put it into practice. Do what it says. And when you do this, you'll be receiving the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Folks, you want to be reminded of God's word, you have to be in God's word on a regular basis. That's what the Scripture says. And so today's challenge is just a reminder of the fact that you need to be reminded of God's word. And it's a good thing. Now, some of you who have been following along in the radio program for years say, "Jim, you say a lot of the same things again and again." Yes, but so did Peter, so did Paul, so did James. We do this because we all need that reminder. Humble yourself and take to heart what God's saying to you over and over. Maybe one day you'll get it. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.
You've been listening to Jim Johnson with a challenge for today. To reach Jim or for more information, visit his website at justapreacherministries.org. That's justapreacherministries.org. The challenge for today is heard each Monday through Saturday at 12 noon here on Hope 106.3 WCIF, where Christ is first.